SBS Radio.
Rapport ġdid jurinu għaż kbir ta' kera li wieħed ikun jista' iħallas għalija għal dawk li jkun qegħdin jirċievu ħlasijiet mill-gvern. Analisi ta' rapport minn Anglicare Australia juri li dawk li qegħdin jirċievu għajnuna ta' ħlas mill-gvern jistgħu biss iħallsu 6% tal-proprjetajiet għal kiri fejn wieħed jista' joqgħod skont il-proprjetà li kien hemm disponibbli f'Marzu li għadda. Ħarsa lejn l-affordibilità tal-kera minn Anglicare li sar fuq 67,000 proprjetà għall-kera mal-Awstralja kollha fl-24 ta' Marzu turi dawk fuq ħlasijiet tal-gvern jistgħu jħallsu biss 6%. Id-direttur eżekuttiv ta' Anglicare Australia, Casey Chambers, tgħid li s-sistema tad-djar fl-Awstralja qed tħalli miljuni ta' Awstraljani bla dar fejn joqogħdu.
What we see at Anglicare is people coming in to our emergency relief services where we provide food parcels. We see people who, you know, keep their children back from school on days of excursions or on days when they can't afford to put anything in the school lunchbox. We see people certainly going without filling, you know, needed medical prescriptions. You can't half pay your rent. You can't pay it late.
Anglicare trid li negative gearing għamla ta' ifrankar fit-taxxa meta wieħed jixtri proprjetà u jkun qed iħallas aktar imax milli daħħal u taxxa ta' għajnuna għal dawk li investu fil-proprjetà li jkunu eliminati. Tgħid li huma dawn li qegħdin iżidu l-għoli fil-kera tal-proprjetà. Il-grupp qed jitlob ukoll l-żjida fil-ħlas ta' l-għajnuna tal-kera tal-Commonwealth u bidliet fil-liġijiet tad-drittijiet tal-kera biex jipproteġu lil dawk li jikru diskriminazzjoni u sidin ta' proprjetà tal-kera li ma jirranġawx problemi li jinqalgħu fil-proprjetà. Dan ir-rapport ħareġ wara li t-teżorier federali Scott Morrison ħabbar f'Novembru li għadda li minn Mejju migranti ġodda li jaslu l-Awstralja ikollhom jistennew 3 snin minn flok sentejn għal aċċess ta' diversi ħlasijiet tal-welfare. Chamber State li migranti jiddependu fuq ħlasijiet tal-welfare biex jibdew il-ħajja ġdida tagħhom fl-Awstralja.
We certainly know that migrant communities, particularly newly arrived migrants, and often have lower incomes, and so they will be struggling much, much more in this kind of rental market. We also know that even where there were properties that were slightly more affordable, they're really out on the outer suburbs. There's a lack of public transport out there. It makes for very long commutes for people. And so building community, getting to know people, getting to work is very, very difficult.
Il-kap tal-Kunsill ta' Servizzi Soċjali fl-Awstralja, Dr. Cassandra Goldie, tgħid li hemm bżonn żieda fil-benefiċċji tal-gvern.
Crisis is a situation where many of us across the community sector have been warning government successively that to fail to act will lead to more and more people being on the streets and in increasingly unacceptable housing conditions.
Dr. Goldie tgħid li dawk li jiddependu fuq ħlasijiet tal-gvern ma jistgħux sempliċement jgħixu mingħajr għajnuna ta' ħadd ieħor u hemm bżonn riforma kbira.
We need national reform about security of tenure in rental properties. For many people, renting is going to be a long-term housing option and in some cases a lifetime housing option.
Casey Chambers minn Anglicare tgħid li anke jekk jiżdiedu l-ħlasijiet tal-welfare u jittieħdu miżuri biex is-sidin tal-kera ikunu aktar ġenerużi u simpatetiċi ma' min jikri, xorta waħda hemm ħafna xogħol xi jsir.
I don't think that individual landlords are the baddie in this. They're doing economically rational and sensible things. What they're doing is what the taxation system is encouraging them to do. This isn't going to be fixed overnight. We really do need to have a bipartisan approach to this. We need all parties to agree that we're in trouble, that we need to fix this.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.